Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's cross the Atlantic and go to Jerusalem. Michael Friedson is the executive editor of MediaLine in Jerusalem. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Fine, John. Nice to be with you again.
I appreciate you being willing to talk to us. Where do things stand right now? The last time I checked, the elections that were held in Israel, the media is saying it's too close to call, and that is a problem for the current Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Well, they're getting good at it. When you have a national election every 3 months, you know, you get down to the pattern, and then been there, done that. You know, it's a different system over here. You don't vote for a person, you vote for a party.
Right.
And the prime minister is going to be, number one, the head of the party, and number two, ideally, the head of the party who's got the most number of seats in the 120-seat parliament called the Knesset. The problem is when you have to build a coalition of at least 61 seats, it becomes a pretty sticky wicket because it's a two-phase issue. You first have to get those seats, and then you have to find coalition partners to build it. That's what went wrong for Netanyahu 3 months ago in April. Mm-hmm. He wasn't able to weave together that elusive 61-plus. The guy that actually prevented it from happening started his career as a immigrant from the former Soviet Union who became the bureau chief for a much younger Benjamin Netanyahu. So everything goes around and comes around. The guy that is heading the group that is so much trouble for Prime Minister Netanyahu is a first-timer in politics. He's never governed. He's never held a public office, never stood for election. But he was an army chief of staff. What's interesting, and I bring this up to all the different things we could talk about, because for we Americans, it's such a different thing to see. You know, you have an election, you hate one guy, love the other, but you expect that the one that's vanquished, you don't ever see their face for a year or so. Here, it's very possible that you have the same pitched battle and called all kinds of names and throw things at each other, and the morning after the election, you're sitting together in the same cabinet. That's what might happen now. It's possible that Netanyahu, in order to get the seats he needs, will actually cut a deal with his new arch enemy and will emerge some kind of unity government where the two big vote-getters get together and put together that coalition. Could happen. Mm-hmm. They're kind of running out of tricks. The president says he doesn't want it to go to a third election, but unless they get creative and pull something off like I just described, they could actually be doing this again in 3 months.
Are these two, Benny Gantz and Netanyahu, are they that different? Are there positions and their solutions for the problems and the challenges in the region and in Israel, are they that different? I mean, you know, going back to politics here in the United States, Democrats seem to be offering very different solutions than Republicans these days, especially. What objectively, what's the difference between these two candidates?
Well, in defense issues, there's not a huge difference in the two men's worldviews and where they stand and what they would do and if they had their druthers. Hmm. The big advantage that Netanyahu has is that, say what you will about him, for a small country to have a leader who's about the only guy I can think of on the international stage that can pick up the phone in the right hand and call Putin and the phone in the left hand and call Trump, mm-hmm, and actually communicate and, if necessary, grovel before these two guys. He's part of this international small club, and that's very important to a tiny country. Having said that, the feeling is, of course, and I think everybody believes that the relationship with the United States will not change no matter who gets elected, and that's pretty much a given. So now we go to the domestic, and there's quite a bit of difference with the domestic. The thing that Gantz has going for him is he has no track record. He can say what he wants, and you believe him or don't believe him, and a lot of Israelis have decided to believe the first-timer. But interestingly, too, you know, those that trash Israel could easily accuse them of having a military putsch here because of the first four seats on the slate of the what's called the Blue and White Party, three are former Army Chiefs of Staff.
Mm-hmm. So that's always concerning for people who are worried about the Hawks and whether they will use that against their rivals.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, has a generally positive perception over here. At least we know more about him. Do you think that people in Israel are tired of him? I mean, that happens after a while. And then I don't know whether the legal woes that everybody talks about related to him, are those fake? Are those real? Is that trumped up to try to trip him up? What's your assessment?
Well, the legal woes are very real. Mm-hmm. There were four separate cases that have been investigated for a long time. The recommendation of the investigating bodies were that there'd be indictments. This could happen, or possibly if he's reelected, he can get the legislation to prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is that in the first round, and we'll see if it's holding true for the second round, but in the first round, days before the actual election, we stopped hearing anything about the legal rolls. Hmm. It really came down to the here and now. When a person goes in the voting booth, or here it's a little room where you put the paper ballot in the box, when they do that, they turn inward. It doesn't matter what they say to the pollsters. They're lying anyhow. They're voting health and wealth, and they want to vote for the person they are most comfortable with his finger on the button. And we're talking huge experience. Netanyahu has held the position of prime minister longer than anyone in history. In July, he surpassed the legendary David Ben-Gurion, the founding prime minister.
Yeah.
And that experience against a complete newcomer, it's really quite amazing that the Gantz's group has managed to do as well as they have, given the fact that they have really no experienced people in the ranks.
Last 15 seconds, do you think this resolves itself and there's a coalition built in the next day, or are we talking weeks?
We'll need two to two and a half weeks.
Okay.
We should have an answer.
Right.
And I think there will be a coalition.
Michael Friedson, the executive editor of Media Line, live in Jerusalem this morning. Really appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, man.
We're back with traffic and weather. Just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.